Candidate Melet Kyros, Socialism Delivered Life, Liberty, and Pursuit of Happiness, Nothing More American. By Hannah Knudsen on August 5, 2026. There is nothing more American than socialism, and it has proven to deliver life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, Colorado congressional candidate Melet Kyros asserted during a recent interview. Kyros, who believes there should be a trans bill of rights, made the declaration during a recent interview on PBS's Firing Line with Margaret Hoover. The candidate staunchly defended socialism, asserting that it has delivered on the ideas outlined in the founding documents of the United States. "I don't think there's anything more American than subscribing to an economic philosophy that, as the evidence shows, is the only one that's actually capable of delivering things like life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness," Kyros said. "I really can't. Socialism has proven to deliver on the values of the Declaration of Independence more than capitalism has?" Hoover asked. "Yeah," Kyros declared. "You know, when we talk about capitalism, you know, one of the things that folks talk about with capitalism as a theory is that it's responsible for, you know, delivering people out of poverty here in the U.S., which she said isn't the entire story. Instead, she credited the pull out of poverty to social safety programs. At the same time that a lot of folks were getting delivered out of poverty, there were a lot of social safety programs that were also being created at the same time. A lot of fair labor laws that were being enacted. You know, rights that workers were taking back to make sure that they were not working in unsafe conditions, make sure that they were earning fair wages," she said. "That is not capitalism, right? Unfettered capitalism is where the capitalists, the owners of the means of production, are the only ones that are calling the shots. And you are lucky to have the job, and you just have to deal with the conditions," she said, claiming that socialism is about delivering democracy in the workplace and making sure that workers have a say about the conditions that they're working in, about negotiating for the kind of wage that would be fair for the labor that they are contributing to whatever industry it is that they're working in. Kyros said when she thinks of capitalism, she does not think about free markets and competition but monopolies. Interestingly, Kyros and her socialist counterparts throughout the country, including Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate Francesca Hong, who once called to cancel Thanksgiving due to celebrating colonialism, failed to mention that America's roots serve as a reminder of the abject failure of socialism, which was initially embraced by the early pilgrims. William Bradford documented this embrace of a commune, which resulted in starvation, poverty, and death. As Rush Limbaugh said in his last delivery of the real story of Thanksgiving. Now, here's the part that has been omitted. The original contract the pilgrims entered into in Holland, they had sponsors. They didn't have the money to do this trip on their own. They had sponsors. There were merchant sponsors in London and in Holland. And these merchant sponsors demanded that everything that the pilgrims produced in the New World would go into a common store, a single bank, if you will. And that each member of the pilgrim community was entitled to one share. So everybody had an equal share of whatever was in that bank. All of the land they cleared, all of the houses they built belonged to that bank, to the community as well. And they were going to distribute it equally because they were going to be fair. So all of the land that they cleared and all the houses they built belonged to everybody, belonged to the community, belonged to the bank, belonged to the common store. Nobody owned anything. They just had an equal share in it. It was a commune. The pilgrims established a commune, essentially. Forerunner of the communes we saw in the 60s and 70s out in California. They even had their own organic vegetables, by the way. Yep. The pilgrims, forerunners of organic vegetables. Of course, what else could there be? No such thing as processed anything back then. Now, William Bradford, who had become the governor of the colony because he was the leader, recognized that this wasn't gonna work. This was costly and destructive, and it just wasn't working. It was collectivism. It was socialism. It wasn't working. That first winter had taken a lot of lives. The manpower was greatly reduced. So William Bradford decided to take bold action. That bold action included giving a plot of land to families to allow them to do what they would, unleashing the free market and creativity. Bradford wrote of the original system of sharing. "This community was found to breed much confusion and discontent and retard much employment that would have been to their benefit and comfort. In other words, the eventual success of the colony stands as a strong testament to the success of capitalism hundreds of years ago. Yet, these realities are ignored by upcoming socialist candidates across the country. Quirós, for instance, is busy focusing on allowing genital mutilation surgery on children, calling for an immediate pathway to citizenship for every single illegal alien, and promoting the murder of unborn babies as a means to achieve economic freedom.